Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Longtime state lawmaker David Guttenberg has decided not to run for re-election. The Fairbanks Democrat is stepping down after 16 years in the Alaska House. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, Guttenberg's departure is not due to health problems.
The 66-year-old Guttenberg was hospitalized earlier this year for chest pains, but he says his reasons have nothing to do with that nor anything political.
I have no legal matters hanging over my head, right? You're not going to hear something come down later on.
Instead, he says they have everything to do with just going back to his home in the Goldstream Valley and enjoying life.
For me to just catch up on my personal life, the house is continually being remodeled and not finished because of all the other special sessions. My gardens have been neglected.
Guttenberg is still in Juneau for yet another of those extended legislative sessions, made longer by ongoing disagreement over putting together a state budget that'll pay for the services Alaskans demand, but that also will satisfy Republicans' demands for more spending cuts.
People want to, you know, talk about cutting the budget, but at the same time, they want services. You know, and they want the full PFD. And to get people all of those things is very difficult now.
Despite the rancor of the annual budget ordeal, Guttenberg says he feels good about playing a role in helping pass many important pieces of legislation. He says he's especially proud of his years-long effort to get a veterans cemetery for Fairbanks.
This summer, they're actually going to do the groundbreaking for that.
Another major accomplishment, he says, was helping get both the House and Senate to unanimously pass a so-called PDM or prescription drug manager legislation.
That will drive down prescription drug prices and keep our local pharmacies in place.
He says his disappointments include not being able to persuade his fellow lawmakers to do more about the lack of broadband internet connectivity in many places around the state. Guttenberg's been involved in Alaska politics since 1986, when he became treasurer of the Interior Democrats. He was elected chair the next year and went on to serve as chair of the state Democratic Party and national committeeman. He was scheduled to officially announce his decision to leave office during a meeting of the Laborers Union Local 942. That's an appropriate setting, says Mindy O'Neill, the present chair of the Interior Democrats.
He's been a great advocate for labor and working people in education for the last 16 years, and we sure have been lucky up here to have his representation for that long.
O'Neill says because of his service, no other Democrat has challenged Guttenberg over the years, but she anticipates there'll be a fair amount of interest in the 4th District seat now that the longtime occupant is leaving it. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Interior Alaska native elder Poldine Carlo has died at the age of 97. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Carlo was a lifelong advocate for Native rights, culture, and language.
Poldine Carlo was born in 1920 in the interior village of Nulato. She lost her parents at a young age and was raised by her grandparents. In a Tanana Chiefs Conference Legacy of Elders video, Carlo talks about her upbringing.
My grandparents couldn't speak English, so I was taught to both sides of things, the Western life and the Indian way of life.
As an adult, Carlo lived in several interior villages, mining gold and raising 8 children with her husband. She describes moving to Fairbanks in the 1950s when racism was blatant.
The bars had signs over their doors, no Indians allowed.
No dogs allowed, referring to Native people. And that became very concerning to her.
Fairbanks Native Association Executive Director Steve Guinness says Carlo helped start the organization to fight for Native rights and to preserve culture and language.
She was firm in her beliefs, and at the same time, she was a very humbled individual.
Guinness says Carlo served on the FNA board for over 50 years as it evolved into a community-wide service organization.
Thankfully to her leadership and others, today, the organization is a $18 million organization with over 250 employees doing a variety of programs.
They include a Head Start program and Native singing, dance, and language classes. Guinness says Carlo believed language is an essential part of identity.
She would always say that her language is who she is. It's me. At any event, she would always get up and sing.
Carlo, who never drank or smoked, had a clear voice late into life. A funeral service in Potlatch for Pauline Carlo are scheduled for Friday afternoon in Fairbanks, after which her body will be returned to her home village of Nulato for burial. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.